Activist Narges Mohammadi has won the Nobel Peace Prize for fighting the oppression of women in Iran, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee says the prize is first and foremost a recognition of the very important work of a whole movement in Iran, with its undisputed leader, Narges Mohammadi.
Ms. Mohammadi is still in prison as I speak.
Rhys Anderson says Mohammadi has been in prison 13 times and convicted 5 times. In total, she's been sentenced to 31 years in prison in Iran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights deployed a field team on Friday to investigate an airstrike on a Ukrainian village that left at least 52 people dead. OHCHR spokesperson Elizabeth Rossell.
The strike is one of the deadliest since the 24th of February 2022, but of course it is far from being the only one. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, who saw for himself the horrific impact of such strikes, is profoundly shocked and condemns these killings.
A missile slammed into a cafe and grocery store in the village on Thursday as people gathered to mourn a fallen Ukrainian soldier. OCHR said it likely had been fired by Russia, that it was too early to say, though, for certain. The Speaker of the Russian Parliament says lawmakers will consider revoking the ratification of a global nuclear test ban. Friday's statement follows President Vladimir Putin's warning a day earlier that Moscow could consider rescinding ratification of the pact since the United States has never ratified it. This is VOA News. U.S. future funding for Ukraine was up in the air Thursday as President Joe Biden's administration discussed how